Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. Hundreds of Bucks County workers are striking today because they say they've gone 9 months without a contract. The union representing the workers says the county wants to make large cuts to their health benefits. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from the picket line.
Workers chanted and marched around the Bucks County Administration Building in Doylestown. About 500 911 workers, children and youth services, and IT workers are on a one-day strike after nearly a year of negotiating has passed without a contract.
On healthcare, we're not willing to bend. And the county has made their stance clear that they don't want to bend on health care either. That's why we're out here.
Jeremy Schutz is with SEIU 668, the union representing the workers, and says they are on strike to show the county the work they do is vital.
This is meant to send a message. We're willing to go back to the table at any point in time if the county is willing to work with us on the health care benefits. We're also looking for fair wages as well, because that's really important to these members.
A Bucks County spokesperson says supervisors filled in for striking staff, and they add county leadership stands ready to continue negotiating to reach a fair salary and benefits package. In Doylestown, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philly police are investigating the shooting death of a 13-year-old girl who was killed Wednesday night. And as KYW's Tim Jimenez reports, we're hearing from the young victim's mother, who is trying to come to grips with such a devastating loss.
Alaysia Smith was a student at Wissahickon Charter School, Fernhill Campus, a cheerleader as well. And as her mother, Ayla Bruce, described NBC 10, she had a heart of gold and was taken away far too soon.
You never know when's the last time you're going to see your loved one, especially a child. You couldn't have told me that I would be burying my 13-year-old daughter.
Smith is the youngest person to lose their life to gun violence in Philadelphia this year. It was about 7:30 Wednesday night when police were called to go to a house on North Bailey Street in North Philly. In a second-floor back bedroom, police say they found the 13-year-old who was shot in the right side of her chest. She died at the hospital. Police say she went to the house to visit friends. Witnesses tell police a group of young men ran out after a single shot was fired. Police did not recover a gun. Was this an accident? What exactly happened? Investigators are trying to get to the bottom of it. In the meantime, Smith's family is mourning, and her cheerleading team is having a vigil tonight. At police headquarters, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A jury has decided Sesame Place in Bucks County is not liable in a federal discrimination case involving allegations that kids were ignored because of the color of their skin. The lawsuit was brought by five black and Hispanic families who came forward after a video on social media 2 years ago showed a worker in a Rosita costume pass two black girls, then hug a white girl. The video went viral on social media. The theme park then said it would conduct a racial equity assessment to identify opportunities for improvement. The parent company of Sesame Place says it's pleased with the jury's verdict, that the park treats guests equally, and that they want their visitors to feel welcomed and safe. Some of the poorest areas of Philadelphia also have the fewest trees. It makes those neighborhoods even hotter during the summer. Now, Philly is getting a $12 million grant from the USDA to plant more trees. KYW's John McDevitt reports from the Cobbs Creek section of the city.
The Philly Tree Plan is a 10-year strategic plan to equitably grow the city's tree canopy. The $12 million USDA Forest Service Urban and Community Forestry Grant will help support that effort. Merrill Harrell is the Deputy Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment for the USDA.
It is such an inspirational plan and vision, and to be able to help support activating and realizing and implementing that vision is why we're so grateful to have had this opportunity for resources from the Inflation Reduction Act to invest in urban and community forestry.
After the grant announcement, government officials, politicians, and community stakeholders toured Malcolm X Park to see newly planted trees by the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society and tree maintenance done by Philadelphia Parks and Recreation and Power Corps PHL. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vic Ragupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins, all on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.